And now, ladies and gentlemen, we welcome one of the finest political humorists on the planet. He is Bill Melberg, now from Chicago, U of I alum. Good morning, Bill.
Top of the morning to you, Stevie. Top of the morning, Diane. And a happy St. Patrick's Day, one day early, to all of our wonderful Connect FM listeners.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you too, Bill. And might I add that a leprechaun told me that you're part Irish on your father's side of the family.
Yes, that's right. My father's mother was a McCarthy. So now you know where I get me blarney and me gift of gab.
Well, Bill, it's been another exciting news week. And rather than going through our usual review of the news, I thought it might be fun to do something we did a few months ago. Namely, I thought we should play another round of Musical News.
Ah, you mean the game in which we play a song or piece of music and try to figure out the news story from the past week that goes with it.
That's the game. And here to play Musical News with us once again are two former presidents. Democrat Bill Clinton.
Good morning, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And Republican George W. Bush.
Howdy, Stevie. Howdy, Diane.
Hi.
How did all of our Connect FM listeners?
Gentlemen, you played Musical News with us once before. And as you might recall, the idea of the game is this. I'm going to play a short musical clip. You're going to identify the song and tell us how it relates to some news story in the past week. Now, for example, listen to this.
San Quentin, you've been living hell to me. You blistered me since 1963. I've seen them come and go, and I've seen them die. And long ago I stopped asking why. San Quentin, I hate every inch of you. You cut me and you scarred me through and through. And I'll walk out a wiser, weaker man. Mr. Congressman, you can't understand.
All right, that was Johnny Cash singing San Quentin. And as you probably guessed, the song relates to former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich going to prison yesterday.
I didn't mean to laugh. Yeah.
And now that you remember how the game works, let's play Musical News. Name this song and tell me how it relates to a recent news story. President Clinton.
Yeah, I was humming along with it there, Stevie. I don't know who that was playing it, but as an Arkansas native, I can tell you the tune. That was Dixie. And the tune goes with one of the biggest news stories of the week, Rick Santorum's double win in the Alabama and Mississippi primaries on Tuesday. That was quite a victory for Senator Santorum, although Governor Romney did carry American Samoa that night. Of course, the Illinois primary is being held this coming Tuesday, as we all know, and I bet old Mitt Romney's hoping he does better in Illinois than his third-place finishes in Alabama and Mississippi. I mean, that wasn't a very good showing for the so-called front runner.
All right, good job, President Clinton. You won that round. And now let's try another. Listen to this song.
We'll be right back.
Stevie?
Yeah, and President Bush. Go ahead, sir.
Stevie, that was a U.S. Air Force song, and I know it because I used to fly supersonic Air Force jet fighters. But I think that's a trick tune you just played because the news story has nothing to do with the Air Force. It's the first words of the song that relate to the news. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sky.
Wow, right you are, President Bush. And what's the news story that goes with those words?
Gasoline prices, Stevie. Gasoline prices. Yeah. Off they go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sky. The sky doesn't seem to be the limit.
No, that's right, sir. No, it doesn't. That brings us to our next song here.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly.
Why
President Clinton.
That was Paul McCartney's Yesterday.
Yes, sir.
And the story is yesterday's presidential approval ratings. As gas prices keep going up, Barack Obama's approval ratings keep coming down.
Yeah.
In fact, according to the latest polls, he's down to 41%. Now, things aren't like they used to be 4 years ago when people were fainting at the mere sight of Barack Obama. That was yesterday. This is now. And nowadays, people are fainting when they look at the price on the pump as they fill up their gas tanks. Out of sight.
Very good, Mr. President. You got that one.
Yes, I did.
Let's keep playing the game with this song. I'll give you a clue. Like the Beatles, this story and this song are British. President Clinton? President Clinton and President Bush, you both press your buttons. I'm confused. Both of you came in at the same time, so let's take turns with this one. We'll begin with Bill Clinton.
Stevie, that was the British Grenadiers March, name of it.
That's correct, sir. President Bush, what is the news story behind the song?
Stevie, the news story behind the song was British Prime Minister David Cameron's visit to the United States this week. And as you probably know, President Obama took him to Dayton for a little March Madness, watching Western Kentucky beat Mississippi Valley State. I think it was 58-59.
Wow.
59-58.
You nailed that one, President Bush.
I did?
Yes, you did.
Great.
And I want to thank you and President Clinton for playing musical news with us once again. Right now, I want to bring in two new players. They're our usual point-counterpoint team. Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Good morning.
And Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat, Massachusetts.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
And hello, Connect FM listeners. Top of the morning to you.
Gentlemen, I thought we'd give the two of you a chance to play musical news with us this morning. So here is the last song on our list. Listen carefully. Yes, sir.
Davey, the song is "You're a Grand Old Flag" by George M. Cohan. And the story is the flag that was flying in front of the Democratic Party headquarters
in Lake County, Florida this past week. What a disgrace.
You got it, Senator McCain. And Congressman Frank, can you tell us a little more about the story?
Stevie, the flag in question simply replaced the blue field and white stars with a portrait of President Obama. The whole story was much ado about nothing.
Senator McCain?
Stevie, what some ill-informed people like Congressman Barney Frank here, what a dope, don't understand is that the stars and stripes represent the millions of Americans who have fought and died and sacrificed to make this a great and free nation. That's why we pledge allegiance to the flag and not to a picture of Barack Obama.
Senator McCain, you had the last word for today, and when we come back, political humorist will be Bill Melberg will be bringing a very special message to us for St. Patty's Day. That'll be next. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. We are back with political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, this is a very special morning because once again, we have a heavenly connection on Connect FM from one of our most famous Irish presidents, Ronald Reagan.
That's right, Stevie and Diane. You might call this a very long-distance call. But President Reagan wanted to send us a very special Irish blessing from that great White House in the sky.
Yes, he did. And I think Diane has made the connection, so President Reagan, take it away.
Well, Stevie and Diane, top of the morning to you from the great beyond, and I'd like to take this heavenly opportunity to send all of you this Irish blessing. May God give you, for every storm, a rainbow, for every tear, a smile, for every care, a promise, and a blessing in each trial. For every problem life sends, a faithful friend to share. For every sigh, a sweet song, and an answer to each prayer. May love and laughter light your days and warm your heart and home. May good and faithful friends be yours wherever you may roam. May peace and plenty bless your world with joy that long endures. May all life's passing seasons bring the best to you and yours. May your troubles be less and your blessings be more, and nothing but happiness come through your door. May your neighbors respect you, trouble neglect you, the angels protect you, and heaven accept you. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind always be at your back. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
Wow. Thank you, President Ronald Reagan, for that very special Irish blessing direct from heaven. That was awesome.
Well.
I miss Ronald Reagan.
Boy, I sure do, too.
You're Ronald Reagan.
This election year, I think, everybody says, if we only had another Reagan.
Might be time to revisit the evening with Ronald Reagan idea we had many years ago. Because I tell you what, when you just enjoyed, Ronald Reagan was so good.
Well, based on Ryan Monahan's what's up with that this morning, maybe she could help to write it.
Ronald Reagan had that so much comforting, that feel about him. He had such a great communication style. It was enjoyable. Bill, always a pleasure. And eveningwiththepresidents.com. You want to hear this episode again, listen on our podcast at myconnectfm.com, available a little bit later on today.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Thanks so much. Diane, thank you.
Enjoy the weekend. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Tay and Jay live from Dublin O'Neill's, 301 North Neill. Is that the right address?
Yes.
Downtown Champaign. And if you want to join them for some fun, that'll be later on today. Tay and Jay live from Dublin O'Neill's. I'm Stevie J. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Thanks for listening. Meet you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Nutritionists and scientists agree that blueberries are a food with amazing antioxidant properties. But eating blueberries alone won't get you all the health benefits you need. That's why I created Blue Science, a revolutionary line of nutritional supplements that combines the best of blueberries, blueberry extracts, and other special plant extracts. One capsule of Blue Science contains more pterostilbene than 500 cartons of blueberries. Pterostilbene is a compound found in blueberries that helps your body's cellular activities and supports heart health, anti-aging, weight management, and more. Unlock the power of blueberries with Blue Science. Available at Walgreens and GNC.
Get your free tickets right here with another great show at the U of I Assembly Hall. It's Cirque du Soleil's Q-Dom, and you can listen to 93.5, 95.3 Connect FM between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. when Stevie J and I open up the phone lines at 359-2255. Be caller number 9, and you'll be on your way to see Cirque du Soleil's Q-Dom. It's awesome. There's 52 different acrobats that'll be bouncing around the whole time at the Assembly Hall, March 21st through the 25th. For a full list of rules and details, visit myconnectfm.com.
Three King Heating and Air Conditioning Technicians are your affordable residential and commercial experts at 217-819-0210. They are now offering $55 maintenance calls. They also offer lifetime discounts for veterans, senior citizens, and individuals with disabilities. For more information, questions, or concerns, call Three King Heating and Air Conditioning at 217-819-0210 or visit 3kinghvac.com. 3kinghvac.
New Glidden Duo paint is only at the Home Depot and starts at just $24.97 a gallon. Glidden Duo is paint plus primer, so one coat does double duty. It covers completely in less time and looks as good in your budget as it does on your walls. A brand new room where the old one used to be begins with new Glidden Duo paint plus primer, starting at just $24.97. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
The following is a special message from local citizens for Tom Plura.
Have you heard about Chapin Rose, a career politician seeking his sixth term in office? He gave a legislative tuition scholarship to the daughter of a campaign donor.
Didn't the newspaper do stories about politicians abusing those pay-to-play programs?
Yep, Rose gave the scholarship to the niece of the Douglas County Republican Committee chairman. He donated to Rose's campaign, too. The girl's father and her uncle contributed to Rose's campaign.
That's a serious accusation. I want details.
The Eastern Illinois scholarship went...